Hi there, welcome back to lesson three. Well, in this lesson, we're going to be talking about good luck and luckiness. And what does luck mean exactly for someone who's a witch or for someone who practices rituals? Well, the first thing is, witches don't actually believe in luck. And I tend to agree. I mean, we have tons of spells and rituals to bring good luck. But this is exactly why we don't believe in random events, because witches conjure and materialize their wishes. We actually believe that the energy attracts alike to us based on the energy and the vibration that we're putting out there. There is no such thing as coincidence. Everything happens with a purpose and as it should. So if you think about it, we're all emanating our magic, our energy, and you can be in a lucky period, but it has everything to do with how you're feeling, how you're vibrating, how you're moving, and how you're experiencing things in your energy, in your time. So, is it a lucky time because you're happier and abundance is flowing and you're worrying less and you're just being open to all of this abundance and prosperity that's coming to you? Is it a lucky time because you've recently fallen in love and so your energy is moving at a different vibration? Instead of being depressed and low and slow, it's being lifted and feeling, warm and wonderful and connected. Doesn't that make sense? But I want to take it one step further. I want to help you in this lesson learn your secret gift. Because we all have one. And knowing what your secret gift is can help you cultivate it to become a master of your own luck and your own luckiness. So I want you to take out a pen and a piece of paper. You can pause this right now if you need to, or you can pull out your phone and add it up on your phone if you like. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to add the digits of your date, month, and year of birth until you have one digit number. So, for example, if you were born, let's say September 1st, 1975, so the one digit sum would be number five. And how you would get to this is September being September 1st, so number one, the ninth month, the number one in the first number of 1975, then the number nine, then the number seven, then the number five. So, do you see how you break it all down? So, I was born in June, so that's the sixth month. I was born on the 15th, so plus one, plus five. And I was born in 1972, so plus one, plus nine, plus seven, plus two. Then you're going to take those two numbers. So, remember September 1st, 1975, all those numbers total up to 32. Well, then you're going to go three plus two equals five. So I'm going to tell you the importance of your single digit number. And by learning your birth number, you're going to be closer to creating your own luck and you're going to understand how you can put yourself in this lucky or luckiness time and how you can create the energy around you. So let's just say you're a number one. Number ones are the magicians. This is the first number of creation. So it's believed that those that are born under a number one, their influence makes amazing witches, as they have the power to assert their will in this realm, in this world, and they have strong will. Number ones are just like, I'm gonna make it happen. I am a force to be reckoned with. However, you should not try and manipulate and control those around you. So just remember that. Just remember that by really focusing on pushing forward what you want and bringing good energy and good luck and good prosperity and vibrations to you, that that's the energy and the way that you want to be moving. Now, a number two is an empath. So, number twos are very sensitive to the energies around them, and thus, number twos have grown up learning to feel and sense what others do, and this is why they're such compassionate people, these number twos. Their magical gift or their luckiness is connected to their heart and their third eye, because they're constantly sensing the energy currents around themselves. So they can use those to relieve the pain of others, but also they can quickly restore their own energy and others' energy by grounding and connected to nature. So number twos will really flow and be able to bring their luck or good luck or luckiness to them if they remember to connect with nature. Then you have the number threes. They are known as the triple moons. So this number embodies three phases of the moon. This is why witches believe that you are an instrument of the triple god or the triple goddess. Therefore, you lie in the forces of creation and in the forces of destruction. And the old rule is be careful what you wish for really applies, since their gift is that their thoughts and desires can quickly become their reality. So number threes have to be really careful, because you will get what you think about. So number four, that's me, the elementist. So the number four correlates to the four elements of earth: fire, water, air, and earth. And their essence is to balance with the four elements of earth. And this is why they're very rational with a really strong mind. And so they're constantly drawing energy from the elements around them. And it's also really difficult for anyone to put negativity or darkness on number fours, because fire, water, air, and earth create a magical force field around them, and they deflect negativity and they just don't take it on. They just move through it and keep going. Their magical profession is elemental magic. Then you have number five. Those are the spiritualists. And as the number four symbolizes the four elements of nature, fire, air, water, and earth, the number five symbolizes the fifth element, which is spirit. So those born under this influence are in contact with the spirit realm, and they can easily conjure powers from behind the veil or connecting with spirits on the other side. And this is what makes them really great mediums and intuitives and psychics. The number six is the solar apprentice. Now, the solar apprentice really connects with the sun and the source of light. They have a strong energy flow inside them, and they're very much a healer and very much leaders. And they have this great power and great responsibility to use this magnificent power in the most ethical way, because they're wonderful healers and they're wonderful witches and they're wonderful people who can just really push all of that energy and connect with the source of light to bring forward what it is that they want in their lives. The number seven is the lunar apprentice, and the lunar apprentice really connects with the moon and the magic that comes from the moon. And their gift and their luck is pure, untamed magic. And it's very connected to rituals. So if you're number seven and you're listening to this, this will make perfect sense to you. They really connect with rituals. They really feel connected to like-minded people who vibrate and move on the same energy flow as them, for sure. Then you have number eight, which is the traditional witch, and this number is considered to be probably one of the most magical. It really conquers everything. So if you really think about how in tune they are with nature, with animals, with air, earth, like it's just kind of like the trump of everything. So they have this inner compass, and they're very, very much healers and very much people who are sort of always living in a lucky phase. Like everything kind of just works for them. And the last number is the number nine. And the number nine symbols the union of everything above. Number nines are healers, but they're also diplomats. They really are about, you know, helping everyone else along the way. They're also known as shamans. They can also be known as, you might see a number nine in a monk. You might see a number nine in a teacher, someone who really wants to give of service and give of themselves. So here's the thing. You can create good luck. And if you know your number, what I just told you about, this is your number, your birth number, you can realize how to bring good luck to you. So for me, being a four, I know I can work with the elements. I know that I can work with earth, air, wind, fire. I can bring Mother Nature into my home, into my energy, which I do very much now have a better balance with plants and water and Mother Earth, all of those things. And I've seen a huge healing shift within my own self. To be lucky, is to be connected. So talking about that luckiness and that connectedness, that really happens from us feeling just balanced and connected to our birth number and understanding how we can wield that energy around us at all times. I hope that makes sense, and I hope you've enjoyed the lesson. And now go have fun. Go find out what your friends and your children and your husband's numbers are, because I'm sure it will all make sense once you understand.